This is number 494. Letter to America, Jubilee. Sorry I'm late. My dear Americans, I must have been distracted for the last several weeks, or to be honest, months, because as of writing, I just noticed this Platinum Jubilee thingy is happening this week. And then I only noticed because my American wife ordered me to put up some bunting and flags to celebrate. I did remind her which side won the Revolutionary War, and that it was fought mainly to get rid of kings, and presumably queens too, but to no avail. Then I remembered how many Americans seem to feel about British royalty. How, for example, in-laws and the like would get up at 3 or 4 in the morning to stagger to their TVs to blearily, though intently, watch royal weddings. And I can assure you that all of which information I gathered from report and surmise, since you'd never catch me getting so excited about people whose main claim to fame, fortune, or whatever, was that their ancestors were better at killing and sleeping with the right people, though usually, unless they were Henry VIII, not the exact same people, or at least not the same people at the same time. But it seems like most people over here, and at this Jubilee time, would make those bleary-eyed, wedding-watching Americans look like the revolutionaries their ancestors would want them to be. They're Jubilee mad. Mad, I tell you. I know that this is the 70th year that the Queen has avoided not being Queen anymore, and has been preceded by, in inverse Miss World Order, the Sapphire Jubilee, Diamond Jubilee, Golden Jubilee, Silver Jubilee, and I believe the Silver Plate Jubilee, Electroplate Non-Silver Jubilee, the Stainless Steel Jubilee, and the Plastic Picnic Ware Jubilee. It all seems a bit much. I mean, they're even having an extra federal, I mean bank, holiday, sort of like Christmas in July, or more accurately, Thanksgiving in June. Not only that, but there is an absolute plethora of Jubilee activities in Beccles. According to the Beccles Jubilee What's On brochure, there's the Beccles Twinning Association Garden Party in the Beccles Library Garden. We are apparently still twinned with Petit Caron in France, even after Brexit. And the Queen visited there in 1972. And you can go sky high at the top of the bell tower. Sky high being a bit of an exaggeration, since while admittedly the tallest building in Beccles, it's only the 4,529th tallest in the UK, by my estimate. Then there are various cream and afternoon teas in various churches, the National Platinum Beacon Lighting, the Whirlingham Fun Afternoon, the Youth Theatre is presenting an old-fashioned radio play entitled The Queen's Coronation, with dollops of nostalgia. Jubilee Lego Club, Jubilee Craft Club, where you can make your own royal crowns. You can revisit how Beccles has marked jubilees in the past, go to various church services, and finally, and I'm not sure if this is my favourite or merely the most amusingly ambiguous, swim at the Lido dressed as a queen. At Beccles Lido, Puddingmore. As the brochure tells you, booking is not required but advisable to avoid disappointment. All of this is happening from the 2nd to the 5th of June. Not my cup of tea, but a lot of fun for certain values of fun. Especially the Whirlingham Fun Afternoon. Actually, I should confess that one of my earliest memories from childhood was of the children's coronation tea at 4:15 on the afternoon of the 2nd of June, 1953. I was 6, and it was a Tuesday. My memory, though, wasn't that specific or detailed. I just remembered crawling about under some tables with white tablecloths in the middle of the street. Indeed, until recently, I wasn't even sure that it was a real one. Then, going through Mum's papers looking for memorabilia that Georgia, remember, American wife, could contribute to the Women's Institute Jubilee display, I found the actual program of celebrations for the coronation. Anyway, if this letter is the only notice you have received about the event, and that because of my inattention you've thus missed it, all I can say is, sorry. Kindest regards, Richard Helen Bolton, and of course, cheerio for now from me! Yeah.